As a last resort, there was one final effort made to bring the 11 Menavot back to Kedusha. And this attempt was made by Hashem himself. Hashem spoke to Yeravam and he told him, I offer you the power, the mitzvah of tshuva. You have wandered, you have strayed, you have turned against the moon of Hashem. Chazer bach. Chazer bach means return and do tshuva. Although, this was, despite the fact that it is written, one who commits a sin, it causes a chil Hashem in causing others to commit sins too, Emar speaking miyodei lasas tshuva. They do not give him the opportunity from heaven to do tshuva. So let us say, as the Shila Kodesh says, every person can do tshuva if he wants to, there's no question about that. Emar speaking means that in heaven they don't go after him, they don't pursue it, try to bring him back. He's on his own, he's got to do tshuva by himself. Let us say here, he was a chayti al-rachti, the gates of tshuva are open, but why did Hashem go after him to bring him back? The answer is that because he had so much credit in Torah, that all the thousands of halachas, dinim, pages of Gemara and so forth, all rose up to protect him, and this protection was materialized in the form of an approach, an attempt to bring him back to tshuva. And so Hashem said to Yeravam Menavot, come back, do tshuva, and I have an offer for you. If you do tshuva, then ani v'ata uben Yishai netayel v'gan Eden. You return and do tshuva shlema, then I, this is Hashem speaking, I and you and the son of Yishai, that is King David, will walk together alone in Gan Eden. We will have a special place in Gan Eden reserved only for the three of us. So high a plane, so high a level will it be, that no one else will be able to join us. Imagine what a heavenly type of bliss this will entail. Just I, you, and King David alone will walk in Gan Eden. Now this was taken to mean kaviyachal. We're using the word walk. We cannot use the word walk when speaking about Hashem. And yet, we've got to use that in order to understand a topic, the Shabbat Esaizen. Kaviyachal means as though it could be said. This means that they'd be going in single file. Single file means there is a leader and there are two who follow. When Hashem said, I, you, and King David, that means single file, Hashem first will lead, and then Yeravam Menavot, and then King David third. So it seems obvious from Hashem's words that he said to Yeravam Menavot, if you do tshuva, you repent, I'll have you in Gan Eden, and you'll be second in line, which means you will be superior to, higher than King David. At this point, the Gemara says, Yeravam Menavot asked Hashem one question. It's a very nice offer, but mi barash, who will lead? Who will be at the head? Who will be first? And Hashem said, Hashem replied immediately, Ben Yishai Barash, King David will lead. And Yeravam Menavot's answer was, in Cain, if so, Lei Ba'ina, I refuse. I don't want it. Keep your offer, back to idol worship, back to eternal death. But in this exchange, very strange, because Yeravam Menavot was clever. He had a great mind. And surely he could understand simple matters. First place, what kind of a question did he ask? You take a simple diagram, Hashem did say, I, you, and King David, which means to imply clearly that you will be in front of King David. Why did Yeravam Menavot ask, Mi Barush, who is first? Secondly, why should Yeravam Menavot, if he is that wise and that clever, by what right should he say, who is first, King David or myself? If King David is first, I don't want it. It's not bad being third in a class like that. Besides with common sense, could anybody expect that as the reward for worshiping idols and causing idol worship among all the Jews, the reward will become greater than King David? What logic lies behind that? Why should he expect that? Isn't it enough to have his sins forgiven? And it'll be he'll rise up to a status second to King David? By what right should he expect this? Now, these are two difficult questions. There are two ways of taking Hashem's statement. Hashem said, I, you, and King David means that I will go, and then you will go, where? In front of me. King David, in front of you. I, you, and King David, which means that King David will be first, or I, you, and King David means Hashem first, Gad Menahot second, King David third. At this point then, Gad Menahot asked Hashem, fine, I want to know which one comes first. Will I be before King David or King David before me? Why did he ask that? By what right should he ask that? Because Gad Menahot at least had Emunah Tzadikim, the way each Jew today should have. He said, firm, complete faith that David HaMelech was a Tzadik Emes who never committed a sin in his life. The whole farce, the story with Bathsheba, Uriah, as we explained many times, the Gemara says was only written in the Torah to teach people the potential, the power of tshuva. But King David himself was so pure, Libi Chalal B'Kirbi, his Yitzhahara was completely destroyed. He had no desire whatsoever, no evil desire, no Yitzhahara. This was only a story made up between himself and Hashem to teach tshuva to future generations. But this Yitzhahara the one said, I know he is a tzaddik. I know he's a tzaddik emes. I know he never committed a sin. So who is supposed to get the higher Gan Eden? Who stands higher, a tzaddik or a baal tshuva? One who does tshuva. This is a debate in the Gemara. V'yechon Shlokish, V'yechon Hardimai. And the Rebbe Navot said, I maintain that as a Baal Tshuva, I should receive a higher position than King David. Hashem said to the Rebbe Navot, that's the point. When I said to you, well, being an Eden, I, you, King David, that means you'd be before King David. Why? Because I gave you a chance to do Tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva purely out of love for Hashem, nothing else. That kind of Tshuva is higher than a tzaddik. No question about it. But if, as you have just now proven your tshuva is for the sake of reward, that's not tshuva me'ava. That kind of tshuva is not greater than a tzaddik. A tshuva me'ava is higher than a tzaddik, but not a tshuva because of schar. Hence, you do not deserve to be ahead of King David.